This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has released a revised set of plans to protect the Gunnison sage grouse. Only a few thousand of the birds remain, mostly in western Colorado. The agency's preferred plan covers more than 3,000 square miles in the state. It would include blocking wind and solar projects from sensitive habitats and put new restrictions on the locations of pipelines and power lines. A final decision on the plan won't come until sometime next year. Coronavirus hospitalizations in Colorado fell for the first time in weeks. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Late last year, COVID-19 hospitalizations peaked at 440 right after Thanksgiving. Trends were looking similar this year, quintupling to more than 250 since the start of August and reaching the highest level seen since the start of the year. But this week, the number dropped by a couple dozen. UC Health's Dr. Michelle Barron says now's a good time to get shots for COVID and flu with the holidays coming.
Where people are going to be gathering and there's probably going to be a mixing of generations. Having that in mind, making sure that we're protecting our most vulnerable is really important.
The latest data show flu numbers are ticking up. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Denver police officer was arrested in Adams County this week following an alleged domestic violence incident that took place in Thornton. Officer Anthony Guzman Jr. was charged with misdemeanor assault. He was initially put on modified duty when DPD was notified of the investigation in August. Since the charge, he's been suspended with pay. He's been with DPD since 2022. This is CPR News.